Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you again today from my stool surrounded by boxes in downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of October 24th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead. I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And I thought I would be recording this from Montana this morning, but because of the shortage of truck drivers, my move got delayed until this next week, which means I got 5 bonus days in Portland. Yeah, sure, it was frustrating, especially to not know until the night before you think you're moving that you actually are not moving. And I was pretty angry and disappointed for a couple of hours. And I could have chosen to stay in this energy for the entire 5 bonus days, but that is not how I want my Portland chapter to end. And I definitely do not want my next Montana Renee chapter to start like that. So I decided to embrace and appreciate the extra days. This gives me time to squeeze in a few more hikes and see some friends and really just to relax and enjoy this important big milestone in my life. So remember that you get to choose how you want to feel. You get to choose how you want your days and experiences to be. You're the one deciding how long you stay in anger or in sadness or in disappointment or in just any low vibrating energy. So when I talk about this, the first thing that people always bring up is toxic positivity. So toxic positivity is the belief that no matter how dire or difficult a situation is, that people should maintain a positive mindset. It's like a good vibes only approach to life. And clearly we know there are benefits to being an optimist and practicing and engaging in positive thinking. But toxic positivity instead rejects these difficult emotions. And instead it looks like a cheerful fake facade. And toxic positivity can actually harm people who are going through difficult times. So rather than being able to share your, you know, emotions, your human emotions, and get support for that, people's feelings are often dismissed or they're ignored or even invalidated. So it also causes shame and guilt because it sends a message that if you aren't finding a way to be positive, even in the face of tragedy, that you're doing something wrong. So any time in your life that you hear should, that should be a warning that something is off base there. So yes, we've all met people like this. But for every person that I've met like this, I've met 10,000 that are the opposite and that stay in low vibrating energy and sadness and depression. This is actually more of an epidemic in our country than the toxic positivity. And we all know that the only way through negative feelings is by feeling them. The only way through is by feeling them. You can't drink them or drug them away. You can't ignore them. You know, if you don't feel them and they're undealt with, it shows up in your body as sickness, as cancer, stomach issues. You know the deal. You know all the ways that it shows up. So to keep your vibe high, you must feel the feels. But that doesn't mean you have to stay in those emotions 24/7, 365. And that's what we're currently doing in our society, and it just isn't working. So now you know my gig is feeling positive and happy and abundant so I can fully enjoy every ounce of life. And clearly you can't be your happiest if you have emotions that you haven't dealt with. So what I do is I give myself time. I give myself time to be pissed off, to be disappointed or hurt or angry. I give myself permission to feel it all, knowing that if I eventually want to feel better and happier, I first have to feel the other stuff. I have to feel it first. And honestly, it sometimes feels really good to storm around, be angry for a while, move all that angry energy out. But to avoid staying there indefinitely, I usually give myself a time limit. So in the case of my moving disappointment and my moving anger, it was 2 hours. So for 2 hours, I complained to friends, I cussed, I got angry at the incompetence of the moving company, and then I was done. So as you practice this more and more, the amount of time that you stay in low-vibing energy gets shorter and shorter. So maybe you get cut off in traffic and you give yourself 20 minutes to be pissed about it. As you practice this, that time might drop to 5 minutes and then to 1 minute. And then perhaps, maybe someday, we get to the master level, to the point where we realize that any time spent in anger is wasted, and we just let it go. So there's a huge difference between deciding not to engage in the energy and avoiding it and shaming others if they feel it. So if you want to feel better, learn how to move out of low energy by feeling it intensely, then setting a time limit, and then moving out of it and onto appreciation. So the vibrational frequency of anger is 150 megahertz. Gratitude vibrates at 540 megahertz. So being grateful falls on the same level as love, and it's one of the highest vibrating frequencies that we can be at. So the more time that you spend in gratitude and love, the more your body's frequency raises and the healthier your body becomes. This is how you permanently raise your vibe, is by spending more time in appreciation and less time in the lower vibrating energies. So every 30 days or so, the sun visits a new zodiac sign, and during that season, you will feel the energy of that sign. So yesterday we left that lighthearted Libra season and we entered intense Scorpio season for the next month. So Scorpio season is a time to dive deeper into the mysteries of life and death and intimacy and sex and psychology. This time inspires us to look beneath the surface and beyond the obvious. It's a time to dive deeper into our psyche and see what we need to figure out to evolve and empower ourselves. So this Scorpio season is especially intense and will give us both the opportunity to really come to terms with some of the changes that we've lived through over the past several months. It also helps move us forward into a new season of our lives. So this is the time to check in with yourself. Take a look to see what is working and then adjust accordingly. Scorpio season will help you get rid of whatever is unnecessary because Scorpio rules purging and elimination. Yay! So the energy for the next 4 weeks is an opportunity to purge ourselves from anything that's holding us back. This is a perfect time to clean out your closet, your car, your inbox, your diet, any dysfunctional patterns, thinking that you'd like to leave behind. And it's just time to leave all that stuff behind and move into this new season of our lives. Also, this is kinky sex time. So Scorpio is all about indulging in your passions and exploring your deepest desires. So if there's something that you've been wanting to try, now is the time. Your partner will be more open to it right now. So Scorpio's whole shtick is intense. It gets even more intense on next Saturday, October 30th, because Mars, the planet of power and aggression, also moves into Scorpio for a month. The good news is this intense energy, it strengthens our willpower, and it inspires us to step into our personal power. So when Scorpio season ends in 30 days, we'll feel more empowered, like we have our shit together and we finally make significant steps forward. And the next weekend, we have Halloween and Samhain, which is the pagan religious festival, which welcomes the harvest, and it also ushers in the dark half of the year. So around this time, the veil between the earthly plane and the spiritual world is really thin. And this means that the two realms collide. And it's easier for spirits to cross over and kind of walk among the living and vice versa. So souls that are ready to move on right now and not be on the earthly plane anymore, this is a time when people exit. It's also a time, though, when our psychic abilities are amplified. This is the perfect time, optimum time, to connect with spirit, to speak with your ancestors and those that have passed. So if you're working on developing your psychic gifts, this is the time to practice. And you'll be more receptive at dawn and dusk and if you're out in nature. So if you're sensing stuff right now, it seems kind of weird, you're seeing lights flickering, you're hearing things, and it's all a little bit odd, you're not crazy. The veil is thin, and we're more tuned into the spiritual world right now. So pay attention to messages you get from the universe. You might be getting more messages and more signs than usual right now, just because we're in that highly intense spiritual time. And that's it for the week. We've entered this intense Scorpio season, and we're going to get rid of what's not working. We're going to feel more confident and make significant progress on moving forward in our lives. And we're going to have some really great sex, either with a partner or by yourself, either way. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that next week I will be in Bozeman. If not, I'll need more than 2 hours to probably be angry next week about it. So have a wonderful week. Really look for the messages and the signs and your psychic abilities amping up around this time. So thank you for listening. Please tell a friend about this podcast if you like it, and I will talk to you again next week.